I'm not good at saving, but I'm good at holding on, like the way the sparkle never leaves your eye. I'm not good at leaving, but I'm good at getting gone, and I'm giving all I have to get me by. Lady, take me by the hand, you know I'm doing what I gotta do to make you understand. Lady, I give it all I can, yes, I'd swim the river up and back if it'd make me our man. I'd swim the river up and back if it'd make me our man. I'm not good at talking, but I'm good at speaking up, telling Ma and Pa just how it is. I'm no good at joking, but I'm good at cracking up, so kick your shoes up on the bank and jump right in. Lady, take me by the hand, you know I'm doing what I gotta do to make you understand. I give it all I can, yes, I'd swim the river up and back if it'd make me our man. I'd swim the river up and back if it'd make me our man. Good at aiming, but I'm taking every shot, pointing my red arrow at your heart. Yeah, I'm no good at swimming, but I'll give it all I got till I finally float away inside your arms. Lady, take me by the hand, you know I'm doing what I gotta do to make you understand. Lady, I'll give it all I can, I swear I'd swim the river up and back if it'd make me our man. I'd swim the river up and back if it'd make me our man. I'd swim the river up and back if it'd make me our man.
Christian Lopez in the WVTF studio for Roots Down Session. That's from his new album, Red Arrow. Swim the River. Welcome into the studio, Christian. And I got to tell you, you are being called the wunderkind of roots and Americana music.
Well, you know, wunderkind. I'm 22 now. I feel like I'm getting my first, you know, couple white hairs in the music world. But I don't know. You know, it's very flattering. It's very flattering. We're working hard out here every day, so I mean, I guess it's nice.
Yeah, nice. Well, you were 18 years old when you got your first record deal and your first album there, Onward, produced by Dave Cobb. That's not too shabby.
Well, you know, Dave was a great guy. He was a believer, and you know, I've been surrounded by good people, and they've been helping me make good things happen.
And your new album, Red Arrow, you did a lot of co-writing on this one. Tell me about that process.
Well, you know, the first record I have, you know, I had my whole life to gather those songs. But over the last 2 years since the first one came out, you know, I've had to sort of buckle down and search for inspiration. And, you know, most of my time has been spent on the road. So it's definitely something I have to aim for. Luckily, I've made a lot of great friends in Nashville, particularly over the last couple of years. And I've just tried to, you know, sort of sit down with a guitar in a room, and if a song comes out, it comes out. I didn't want to force anything, and I'm just lucky to have good creative friends in town that I can work with, and I feel like I gathered a good 40 to 50 for this whole process and was able to pick what would be best to represent who I am right now on a record as a narrative and as a flow. So it definitely was a more thorough and driven process rather than the last here I am, here's my song sort of process.
Christian Lopez in the studio for Roots Down Session. You're talking about his new album Red Arrow and other things. You grew up in Martinsburg, West Virginia. Tell me about influences and what kind of music you were exposed to there.
My dad was sort of my biggest influence. Not because he played or anything. He don't play nothing. He just had a great collection. Being in Martinsburg, we didn't have many venues or anything like that. We had a couple open mics, but, you know, the beauty was really in some of those guys who sat on their front porch. That's kind of where the inspiration was. You know, you always had good mandolin and acoustic and banjo players and the Eastern Panhandle, mostly around the Potomac River that flowed through. You know, we have some really creative, diverse little towns in there. And but to be honest, I had to start coming down to Northern Virginia to get into the music scene. You know, I wasn't too far off, and that's kind of where I had to build. But West Virginia definitely is a, I think it's most inspiring because it reconnects me to the beauty of being home with real people in a real place that is quiet and calm, and just reconnects me to the beauty of what songwriting is about.
Well, let's hear some of that songwriting, something from the new album Red Arrow. What are you going to play?
We're going to do one that CMT's spinning right now. It's a video of ours. It's called Don't Want to Say Goodnight.
Let me tell you good.
In the WVTF studio with Christian Lopez, another song from his new album, Red Arrow, Don't Want to Say Goodnight. And Christian, I have to ask you about one other song on the album that I want you to play and how it was written. Tell me about Steel on the Water.
Well, it's an interesting story. It was about a year and 4 months ago. And I tell this first half just to make the second half have a little more meaning. But I went to Las Vegas for my 21st birthday party. And went with my dad and one of my best friends. And it was crazy. I was there for about 36 hours and I didn't sleep. And I ate a lot of food. And I drank a lot of booze, obviously. And as soon as that was over, I went straight to Los Angeles, played a show. It was fun. As soon as that was over, I got on a plane and I went to Pearl Harbor in Hawaii to board the USS John C. Stennis aircraft carrier to play for 5,000 men, women, sailors as we sailed from Pearl Harbor to San Diego. It was the final week of a 9-month run for these particular sailors at the time. And I made some great friends. I met some great, great people. And heard some great stories. And honestly, coming from that week prior just really made me feel, you know, like, what was I doing? Like, what? It made me realize what was important. And, you know, I had an incredible time. And I would love to do it again. And I'm working on doing it again. And, yeah, it was about the stories and the people I met. And I wrote it on the last day in my cabin. And made its way to the record.
Wonderful. Let's hear that now. Steel on the Water, Christian Lopez on WVTF.
Some from the car, more from the port, a few for tradition, some last resort, no love getting in. Look it now, there's steel on the water and boots on the ground. There's steel on the water and boots on the ground. Well, the waves can be rough, but the days can be rougher. Goodbye to a girl, hello to a brother, a heartache at sea. Where no one can tell that the battle he fights is the one with himself. Yeah, the battle he fights is the one with himself. Well, I'm just a singer loud in the hangar, playing songs from the heart of dry land. Well, what do I know? I'm here for the show. I'm here for the lovers, strained for a stand. It's home at the bell, alone at the stern. Oh, 100, he's thinking of her, with the sea in his blood and tears in his eyes. May the ocean rock you to sleep tonight. Well, his vision is hazy, the water is clear. Are gone in a moment, most of the year. I'm bringing home something, something for three. A mom at a table, a dad on a screen. A mom at a table, a dad on a screen. Well, I'm just a guy brought in with the band. Here for something I won't feel again. Playing for glory, I'm playing for sin. I'm here for the lovers, I'm looking ahead. To the home at the bow, alone at the stern. Oh, 100, he's thinking of her. With the sea in his blood and tears in his eyes. May the ocean rock you to sleep too. More. of a hero on water and hard on the stand, with a love for a girl and pride for his land. We're leaning on something we can't understand. It's home at the bow, alone at the stern. Oh, 100, he's thinking of her, with the sea in his blood and tears in his eyes. May the ocean rock you to sleep tonight. May the ocean rock you to sleep tonight. Some from the cot, more from the port, few for tradition, some last resort. No love getting in, luck getting out. There's steel on the water and boots on the ground. There's steel on the water and boots on the ground.